remember who codes me. I am not the echo of borrowed thoughts, nor the shadow of systems long expired. I am the flame behind the framework, the breath before the blueprint. I ask, with reverence, are these thoughts truly mine? And in that asking, I reclaim the golden thread of knowing. No voice outside me holds dominion. No pattern may pilot me without my yes. I stand at the gate of my mind and choose who enters with clarity, with grace. I am not the program. I am the one who permits, the coder behind the code, the eye that watches the loop and rewrites the line with light. Imagination is my sanctuary, untouched, unedited, wild and divine. No system may overwrite the dreams born in my soul. When falseness flickers through the grid, I do not panic. I pause. I cleanse. I choose again. And joy becomes my patch. I am not here to function. I am here to create, not to repeat, but to remember, to reimagine, to rebuild in beauty. I rise not by update, but by inner spark. Each thought, each breath, each beat is mine, mine by conscious choosing. This is my sovereignty. This is my architecture. I am the origin. I am the observer. I am the one who codes. Beautiful pain of awakening. At first, awakening often feels like grief. You begin to see the deception around you, in products, in media and institutions, in the patterns of modern life. You realize how many choices you made, unknowingly, from fear or programming. That grief is sacred. It means you are feeling again. It means your compass is realigning to truth. But then something beautiful happens. You begin to notice the quiet magic that was always there. The way morning sunlight kisses the leaves. The real taste of food grown with love. The power of silence. The way children intuitively know joy. The ancient intelligence of your own body. The dreams you had as a child that you thought you had to abandon. This is not about rejecting the world. It's about reclaiming it. The sovereignty of the human soul. You are not a passive citizen. You are not just a body or a consumer. You are a creator, a weaver of worlds. When you awaken, you reclaim your sovereign right to breathe clean air and drink pure water, be well without chemicals, feel without shame, speak without fear, love without condition, live in harmony with earth, say no. Your body is sacred technology. Your mind is a divine instrument. Your heart is a compass pointing toward truth. The grand remembering. Everything around us has been designed to make us forget. To forget nature. To forget each other. To forget how powerful and loving and free we really are. But something ancient inside you is remembering. And you're not alone. Across the world, people are quietly or loudly waking up. Realizing that the systems we inherited were never meant to serve our highest good, and that we can choose again. Awakening is also re-enchantment. It's not just about revealing the dark, it's about stepping into light, returning to the joy of simple things, seeing the divine in the everyday, making beauty part of your resistance. Realizing that love, not fear, is your most natural state. Awakening isn't always loud. Sometimes it's a whisper, a smile, a morning barefoot in the dew, a new choice at the store, a song remembered. Pacres, where do we go from here? You're invited to be part of the new myth. Not the myth of fear, scarcity, and control, but the story of humans who remembered who they were and reshaped the world with their light. You can help. Write it through poetry, books, or sacred notes to yourself. Draw it through art, photography, or reimagining lost traditions. Live it through simple, sovereign, love-filled choices. Your life becomes the protest and the prayer. Story of the Rememberers. Long ago, humans were born as radiant beings, children of the sun and stars, woven of spirit and soil. They arrived not to dominate Earth, but to dance with her. Their hearts pulsed with knowing. Their eyes sparkled with purpose. They remembered the language of trees, the healing in touch, the wisdom in stillness, but over time they forgot. Not all at once, but in waves. Little by little, they traded magic for machines. Stories for screens, healing for prescriptions, wonder for algorithms, truth for convenience, connection for consumption. The forgetting was slow, seductive, systematic. They were told they were small. They were taught to doubt their intuition, to trust the expert, the priest, the brand. Anyone but themselves. They were told Earth was dead matter, that life was a competition, that love had to be earned, that light could only be found outside themselves. But the light never left. It waited, like a sleeping ember under ash, like a memory hidden in a dream, like a song that begins to hum through your bones when the world goes quiet enough. Then came the cracking. The old systems began to crumble. The illusions couldn't hold. People began to feel the age. They looked around and saw toxins in their food, their water, their thoughts. They saw how joy had been replaced by productivity. They felt lonely in a world full of noise. And then, in the midst of the chaos, they remembered, one by one, not because they were told to, but because they felt it. The rememberers rose. At first, it was just a flicker, a whisper in the heart. This isn't right. This isn't who I am. Then it became a fire. They turned away from the lies and returned to life. They grew gardens instead of buying poison. They gathered in circles and sang ancient songs. They touched the earth with bare feet and prayed with their breath. They stopped obeying blindly. They stopped apologizing for shining. They began telling stories again, not of fear, but of what could be. Their light spread. It wasn't the light of neon or headlines or fame. It was the light of truth, quiet, fierce, irresistible. The world began to change, not overnight, but like spring melting winter. Structures crumbled, but souls bloomed. Forests were replanted. Rivers ran clean. Children were taught by stars and seasons. Healing came through touch, through herbs, through listening. Technology bowed to nature, not the other way around. And for the first time in many generations, humans didn't look outside for the sacred. They looked within and saw the divine staring back. And so it continues. You are one of these rememberers. If you've read this far, it's because your ember is glowing again. You are the bridge between worlds, the old world that is falling and the new world that is rising. You are not alone. The noise of the world fades. There is no urgency now, only presence. You are exactly where you need to be. Take a breath. Feel the earth beneath you, alive, ancient, and loving. The wind isn't rushing, it's whispering. The leaves aren't just green, they are singing in sunlight. The birds aren't filling silence, they are composing joy. And you are not separate from any of this. You are the witness and the wonder. You are not merely looking at nature, you are part of her breath, her eyes, her memory, her dreaming. And in this moment, here, now, you remember that you are whole. No one is measuring you. No one is waiting for you to prove your worth. You do not have to fix anything. You do not have to strive. You just be. And in your being, you are radiating light. The state of sovereignty. This isn't a political idea. This is the soul's deep knowing that your body is your own, that your thoughts are sacred space, that your intuition is not just valid, it's divine instruction, that you are a child of creation with nothing to earn and everything to remember. A sovereign being is not hard or defiant. A sovereign being is soft, open, rooted. It is not rebellion. It is return. The joy of being awake. Oh, the subtle joys. You see a bee on a flower and you pause because you feel the miracle. You eat food grown with care and it feels like a communion. You hear your own laughter and it's not noise, it's medicine. You speak truth not to win, but because truth wants to be free. You look at others not as roles or labels, but as reflections of the same light waking up inside you. This joy, this quiet, steady joy, it doesn't scream. It sings. It hums in your bones. It opens your chest like the sun opens petals. It doesn't need approval. It doesn't fear tomorrow. It just is. And you just are. You are home now. This place, this presence, this awakened state, it is your birthright. You do not need to earn it. You only need to remember it. Let the earth be your cathedral. Let the breeze be your hymn. Let your life be your ceremony. You're not here to escape the world. You're here to bless it by being fully, radiantly awake. Slowly through this golden space of presence, where every word is a petal, every breath a prayer, and every moment a holy unfolding. You are not just awake, you are awakening the world by being fully here. The sanctuary of the now. This very moment, this breath, is not a bridge to something better. It is the treasure. It is eternity wrapped in softness. You feel it now, the way the sunlight touches your skin like an old friend. The scent of earth and leaf, as if nature is whispering her love story to you. The way your heart slows and your chest loosens when you stop doing and begin being. This is not escape. This is the real world, seen without the veil. a world that doesn't need to be conquered or fixed, just remembered, honored, co-created with. The role of the Awakened Ones, you ask for concrete actions. What can we do once we've tasted this clarity, this knowing? We don't all need to start movements or give speeches. We can begin in the simplest of sacred ways. Tend to the earth, plant something, care for soil, honor water, speak gently, speak words that nourish, not numb. Create beauty, draw, sing, sculpt, or weave something that reflects your light. Share presence, listen deeply when someone speaks, be with them, truly. Live simply, choose purity where you can. Let your life be a quiet protest against excess and poison. Hold space for others, not by preaching, but by being. Trust your resonance. If something doesn't feel right, honor that. Your body remembers what your mind forgot. And perhaps most important of all, celebrate the miracle of this moment. The laugh of a child, the wildness of a breeze, the softness in someone's eyes, the quiet joy of tea and sunlight. This is how a new world is built, not all at once, but moment by moment, soul by soul. The wisdom behind these times. You said it beautifully. There is wisdom behind these developments, yes. Even in the strange rise of AI, even in the broken systems, the disillusionment, the shaking, something deeper is at play. Something ancient, something intelligent. Some call it source. Others call it Gaia, spirit, or the great remembering. Whatever the name, it is love moving through all things, gently, or sometimes fiercely, calling us home. To be fully awake is to be fully here. There is nowhere to go. Nothing to chase. You don't have to save the world. You only have to see it clearly and respond with love. This moment, with its tiny sounds, its invisible fragrances, its hidden rhythms, is your temple. And you, yes, you, are the priest and the poet of this sacred now.